to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, hour two of the National Intel Report. On this 26th day of March 2008, new host on this network, folks, Greg Evenson. His program runs on Saturdays from 12 until 2 p.m. and it's Central Time. And this guy, let me back up here to his bio. He authored the book, The Sovereignty Papers. He lives way up in the UP in Michigan. He's got a degree in education, which he is a teacher now. He was an officer in the police department in Kansas. He was appointed to the United States Secret Service in 1974. He was also a state trooper, I do believe, in Kansas as well. But he wrote a piece the other day, and it's on his website, theheartlandusa.com. He says, for 30 years I've been writing, speaking, imploring, and begging others to make rational, concrete plans for a time in life that they would offer no quarter, give no mercy, and that would, in a word, be catastrophic. We are coming face to face with that moment. You have so little time left to do anything that will give you a fighting chance. Question, what are you doing? National Guard units are training and preparing for urban combat. The United States has just reached an agreement with Canada's armed forces to come into the U.S. and assume combat roles should they be needed in American cities and towns. The Federal Reserve's last-ditch effort to stem the blood loss in the subprime and other currency markets has failed. The dollar has been abandoned for euros. The stock market can't find its backside with both hands. And the Chinese-made Walmart sold, they sold the butt finder. Israel has demanded that all of the financial aid it receives from Washington, that's us, be paid for in euros. The ultimate irony and slap in the face. Oil, dairy, wheat products, gold, silver, copper prices, the list goes on and on, are racing for stratosphere with no end in sight. An implosion has begun, and it has no known method of stopping or reversing until critical mass is reached. It will be followed by an explosion in the economy and a political realm unseen since the founding of this nation. The ultimate tragedy is it was preventable. It could have been slow to reverse at any time if a courageous and morally upright Congress had revealed the root causes for the disaster. If the socialist generals in Congress had defeated or at least their programs thrown out at a time of their introduction, billions of dollars would have been saved. If the truth in our first president, General George Washington's advice, had been followed, every conflict since World War II would have been avoided. More on Greg Evenson's piece here in just a couple of minutes. We'll take the first break. We open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. We shall return right after this.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
If the socialist generals in Congress had been defeated, or at least their programs thrown out at the time of their introductions, billions would have been saved if the truth and the first president, George Washington's advice had been followed. Every conflict since World War II would have been avoided. During the past 60 years, 120,000 American soldiers would have survived, 500,000 would have been physically uninjured, and $2 trillion in direct costs and the rehabilitation money grants to former enemies would have been saved. Actually, the numbers are higher than that. He's being real conservative. The size of the federal government would be less than half of what it is today. The budget of the United States government would be about $500 billion, as opposed to almost $3 trillion on a yearly basis, and we would most likely be at relative peace. Lack of foolish and unnecessary regulations, taxes, and frivolous lawsuits would have allowed an explosion of small businesses to thrive. The lack of the Federal Reserve would have allowed the United States to remain a creditor nation based on assets rather than suffering under a crushing debt imposed by the Fed's dictatorial control over the Treasury. And they're talking about the Fed Reserve. There are so many reasons why we could have avoided all this. Thousands of perfectly good reasons, if employed by thousands of honest, moral representatives who simply could have done the citizens' business the way God and sound governmental practices demanded, would have, should have, and could have made the critical difference. Instead, we saw year after year, decade after decade, and now century after century of greed being the ultimate ruin to this marvelous nation called America. Although we did not want it, we have allowed it to happen. It resolves nothing and does not buy us a way out, but we must accept our responsibility for this debacle and now prepare for what's coming. He says, friends, you must begin now, if you have not done so, to protect yourselves and your family from this pending, as the disaster movies call it, extinction-level event for our former way of life. If you hesitate, you will be caught in the maelstrom that is the next 6 months to 5 years of life in the good old U.S. of A. Pick your poison. If you like global warming and believe that it is going to do you in, well then, build a refrigerated, secure basement. If you like the Planet X scenario, then prepare for 800-mile-an-hour winds and basically a polar shift that will leave nothing at all. If you live in a nuclear target city, or worse yet, worse, yes, in a sanctuary city, then get out and get out quickly. And he goes on to say, this is what you must do. Consider geographically and the areas carefully. I don't care where you live now. Choose your ride and hide. Ride it out and hide from the enemy. You pick them. The location with great wisdom. Coasts are bad. Arid regions are bad. Rural, northern, mountainous regions are the best. Why? Well, fewer people mean fewer morons to deal with. Weather considerations, wild game availability, timber resources, fresh water, tillable soil, survival off the utility grid is doable. Herding small numbers of livestock is possible. Also, grazing horses can be kept. Being at least 50 miles from the nearest interstate or major highway is preferable. The same with commercial airports and nuke plants. Holding up with really close friends or family is the ultimate best, so that expenses, workloads, and practical skills are shared to your best advantage. Again, I would urge you to get a copy of the book, the updated version, updated a couple of months ago, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse by James Wesley Rawls. We're still waiting to get him on back on the program, but that book is available. It is the Bible of survivability in this country. Call us at the network, 800-724-2719. Get a copy. Better order two, because I know what you're going to do, and I've had so many people, gee, John, you were right. How'd you know that? Well, people were buying one book, reading it. They were so hyped up about it, they loaned it to a friend and never got it back. But they wanted to read it again. A lot of people have read that book a half a dozen times. And for everybody out there that thinks they're prepared, this book has some surprises for you that you have not considered. At any rate, he says, be ready to leave your city home with only 1 or 2 hours alert time. You may not even have that. Practice getting home, loading, and leaving at least once. Notify only those in your group that would be affected. Tell no one else what you're doing. Keep your gas tank full and an extra 5 or 10 gallons. You can go to these Army-Navy stores, folks. You know those wonderful gas containers? They're relatively cheap. You know the big military ones, the 5-gallon gas cans? Securing land with rugged structures and reinforced underground shelters can be expensive. However, it's an absolute. Stocking that domicile with stores of enduring foods, food components, flour, raw sugar, yeast, salt, etc., medicines, or natural remedies. Apple vinegar, honey, olive oil, extract, all of that stuff. An electric generator and at least 500 gallons of diesel, 100 gallons of kerosene for lamps, tools. You know the drill. By the way, you remember James Talmadge Stevens? That's the guy that wrote the books Don't Get Caught With Your Pantry Down and Making the Best of Basics. I went down to San Antonio, not this weekend, but the weekend before, at one of the Bishop's Warehouse. And we're in there, and we're taking care of business. We're buying storable foods. Wheat, sugar, you name it. And quite a pile of stuff. I mean, when we drove back from San Antonio, the tail of that van was, well, it was pretty much bottoming out on its suspension. And when I got home and I looked at this, and you know, and for what we paid for it, I think it was only a couple hundred dollars. And we had hundreds of pounds of stuff. and which we've got the plastic pails, the food grade pails. We're going to bag everything up in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers and throw it in the pails, flush the pails with nitrogen and put the lids on them. Wheat, by the way, like a hard red winter wheat, will store about 20, 25 years. And I looked at that pile of food and I thought, you know what? For people trying to buy storable foods, and by the way, one of the guys down there at the Bishop's Warehouse in San Antonio told me that a week before, they had gotten a notification to turn nobody away. So you don't have to be a Mormon to go do this. If you look up, do a web search, I had a paper here, and I think I left it at home, but I had a complete listing of the Bishop's Warehouses. Now, I really can't advertise that because I was told that people like HEB in Texas might get a little upset because, well, we're competing with them. Well, not really. I don't think you can go in and buy a couple hundred pounds of hard red wheat from HEB. And they don't sell 50-pound sacks of sugar either. But I can see where they might be a little upset, but I'm going to tell you what, folks. For bulk, that is the way to do it. And while I was down there, I'm asking the guy that's running the canning machine. You know, every once in a while he'd spit out some, I don't know, some good piece of information, and I'm talking to the people, and what you do is you go in with a group. You're assigned to a group. And you go in there and you help each other out with all of the orders. You don't get out of there. And the one in San Antonio, I thought the guy was cool. Good sense of humor. And he whipped the group into shape. Some of these people had never canned anything or packaged anything in their life. And he pretty much demanded a clean place. Don't leave anything out of place because the next group's going to be coming in after you. And he says, have a sense of humor, you know, talk to each other. And we had a really good time. We were laughing and talking. I'm listening to these little tidbits of the guy running the cannery machine. Well, about three quarters of the way through this, and I had never met the man in person. I had interviewed him several times, a lot of times on the air, but I didn't even know who this guy was. Well, it turns out who was running the canning machine was none other than James Talmadge Stevens. I about fell out of my chair. So we got to talking, and I said, you know what, I got to bring you up on the air. And here's the deal, folks. If you can get to one of these warehouses, the Bishop's Warehouse, and I hope I don't make the Mormon Church real unhappy about this, but I'm going to find that listing of the Bishop's Warehouses across the country and post it on the website. Because the thought dawned on me. You know, I'm looking at hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food that we purchased. But I looked at this, and I thought, you know, that only costs us a couple hundred dollars. But if you were to order the same long-term storable food, and I'm not trying to compete with our advertisers here because they have specialty items, dried foods, organic foods, and things of that nature. But it dawned on me, if people are really crunched for bucks, and I'm talking crunched for bucks, you know, to buy a little bit of gas and to make your dollar go as far as humanly possible, it would cost you a couple hundred dollars just to have the amount of food that we had shipped in. And those prices are they're going through the roof. They're escalating. Why? Well, that's right, fuel prices. So I'm going to have James Talmadge Stevens up, and we decided to give away the Don't Get Caught With Your Pantry Down. That was an exhaustive and extensive book put together on resource companies, but that's kind of outdated. You probably go through three quarters of the book to find that a lot of these places are out of business, and especially after Y2K. Ooh. But his Making the Best of Basics is an outstanding book. And what we're going to do with people that sign up for the new thing on the network, for the 128 kilobit feed, we're going to give you a free copy of that book. And it is an invaluable resource. And we'll also schedule out James Talmadge Stevens. Now that I've said all that, I'll get back into the story from Greg Evenson that I was reading right after this. Thought you needed to know that.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You'll be happy to know that your government in Washington has assisted these efforts to protect your family from any kind of disaster by making it a felony to harbor many items, as listed in the Patriot Act 2. You know, be wise, be prepared, but if you go more than a week's worth, we'll put you in one of the 800 non-existent Halliburton model, stay for a while, we'll leave the lights on, Washington-style long-term family vacation detention campsites built with illegal or prison labor, right here in the good old U.S. of A. Moving your money freely will become even more difficult as banks begin to restrict the amounts that can be transferred from the savings accounts and other short-term investment vehicles under their immediate control. Using personal checks outside of your own community will become increasingly difficult soon. Bank drafts or money orders will do for a while, but many real estate, large business, or supply companies will require that you jump over difficult hurdles so that they are not left to chase you down for payment. And I'm assuming here that because the check might be bad, but a lot of these places have check verifier machines. They run it. If you got something in your account, it immediately takes it out. So that paper check became an electronic transfer. He goes on to say, securing advance amounts of medical supplies, especially prescriptions and antibiotics, amoxicillin, Keflexin, etc., will be difficult as most insurance companies will only reimburse for 30 days or less. If you have any serious dental issues, of which I've been taking care of those, abscess, teeth, whatever, you got, you've got the good old teeth rot, do it now. Surgeries, glasses, or other necessary medical needs, get them done now. Considering transferring available 401k, IRA accounts, or other liquid plans into gold or silver before their availability or price are literally beyond reach. A penalty for withdrawal is not desirable, but highly preferable to empty or inaccessible amounts next month or whenever. Having GPS chips removed from your newer vehicles, laptops if possible, and prepare to leave your cell phones in the lake 100 miles from your retreat. And folks, I've got a cell phone that I just had repaired. It's a Samsung phone, and it had a little feature on this phone, and this phone is at least 4 years old. And I just had the screen and, you know, where the all the guts to this thing are, not the keypad, but it went bad on me the other day, and I had it repaired for $60. Why I like the Samsung phone so much? And it took me a good 45 minutes talking to the people at Sprint to find out what this little symbol was. It looked suspiciously like a satellite marking on the little screen. And I read in the book that they always give you these books, and I think they expect you to read the whole thing. And it's like 200 pages long. And it got around to the GPS section, but it didn't give any information. It was really, really vague. So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I can defeat the GPS feature on this phone, which, by the way, every cell phone that you buy now is GPS trackable, whether it's on or off. It's GPS trackable. Now, folks, using, it's not 100% foolproof. Because if you're using a cell phone, and we all know how the cell phone towers are placed all over the country, using the old technology from World War II, triangulation, two towers can pinpoint you, not exactly as they can by satellite within a foot using the GPS, but they can pretty much figure out where you are. But that's as long as the phone is on. It can't track the phone once you turn it off. So I had this thing repaired, and it's just like a brand new phone. You may want to consider that. And the parts are drying up fast for those types of phones. So if you have a repair, I used, I think it was Austex, they call it, over on Lamar. I just might have done myself out of my phone repair parts. I'll have to run over there quickly to make sure I got enough parts to keep this thing repaired. But he goes on to say, leave your ID chip pets at the Humane Society, and any animals you raise for food consumption must be newly born and chip-free. Many good patriots are telling the state and federal USDA to, well, you know, go stick it where the cow patties lay. But that won't last much longer, as the states are going to compliance regardless of what the law says or the Constitution. Common sense says, or what God himself says, the same is true with a real ID. That card is also becoming, state by state, the final nail in the coffin of personal liberty. Consider it the mark of the beast. He says, I don't know if it is, but it could be. The personal ID chip is without a doubt that mark. I will not, under any circumstances, take that chip, no matter what it ultimately costs me. That is why, among many reasons listed here, common sense and the urgency that is coming at you like a freight train from hell, you must complete your personal retreat plans now. Are you getting the picture, dear friends? Laugh at me if you will. Marginalize me and others who are begging you to make this effort while you can. But hear this. If you are caught in a city or without the most basic needs, you will not survive a crisis. This is the absolute truth and absolute facts of life. You will be among the first victims of the event or its immediate aftermath. Roving gangs of real pirates and sadistic tormentors will only seal your fate in most cruel fashion. Ask yourself the single question, what do you have now that is worth keeping? We'll come back, take calls, I'll finish this up quickly, and we'll roll your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Ask yourself the single question, what do you have now that is worth keeping? The suburb mortgage, home, SUV, boat, hockey equipment, a job that's killing you, etc., etc. Over your life and that of your family? Is your morning cup of Starbucks worth this effort? For God's sakes, wake up. If you haven't really cared who or just what the Federal Reserve is, well, don't worry about it now. Just get your money out and do something with it while you can. If you haven't followed the presidential debates, then don't watch them now. Decide for yourself what you're doing to do, or what you're going to do, rather, for your family and this nation by becoming independent and free in spite of this and the government's absolute determination to rule you completely and forever, cradle to grave, I guess. Can you let go of football and beer long enough to answer that single question? I'm ready. Some of you are ready. Many of you are not. If you refuse to get ready, then I bid you farewell. You will never... My fellow countrymen, you were never my fellow countrymen to begin with. God help you. Your last consideration must be in terms of self-defense. This will draw the ire of many morons who are just waiting for this. To you, I say, don't ever buy a gun. You would only eventually supply a criminal with one or more weapons. To anyone else, think shotgun first, a 12-gauge, 20-inch rifled barrel chambered for 3-inch cells. Buy at least 1,000 rounds of double-aught buck for defense, 1,000 rounds of slugs for large game, and 1,000 rounds of number 6 shot for small game and birds. Now, these are all good loads for most situations. Professional hunters, may argue a bit, but I tell you from experience hunting in and being in law enforcement, this will do it. The make of the weapon is your choice, but I would stick with Remington or Mossberg as my first pick. There are others. Check your reputable sporting goods store to assist you. A Ruger 22 rifle and 1,000 rounds would do for a quieter small game. 308, 500 rounds will do for long range, whatever you need to do your shooting. I personally go from 50 cal on down to 45. let me see here. He goes on to say the Ruger Mini 14 Rancher model chambering the 223 with several 20 or 30 round clips. I like the 100 round drums myself. Will be good. Oh, by the way, somebody asked me the other day, you said you had an AR-15 with a 90-round drum, and you had an AK with a 100-round drum. Where do you get these drums? Go to a gun show. Go to a gun show, all right? They've got them there. All right. What else do you say here? A Ruger Mini 14 Rancher model chambering 223 with several 20 or 30 round clips and 1,000 rounds will be very good when you are outnumbered. And a 45 government model Kimber or Springfield Armory pistol with 10 round clips. I've got at least 30 of those. And I do have two Springfield Armory 45s with matching holsters, battle holsters. Hope I never have to use it, but, you know, just in case you have to. And I have a police outfit to go along with it, but that's not the point. That's roughly 4,500 worth of weaponry. Cheap in defense of all that you have. A good four-wheeled vehicle of any kind for off-road use rounds you out. I'm pretty good at spending your money, right? Forget the vacation. That would have cost you that much anyway. Forget the new $50,000 truck that you just couldn't live without and probably can't afford to drive now. You will live if you use that money wisely. You have just weeks or maybe just months to be positioned for any possibility, natural or man-made. If I'm wrong, sell in a couple of years to someone who still sees the need, and you'll be free to be at risk again. Now, this is the article that many of you have been pleading with me to write for over 6 months. I did not want to present it prematurely, and yet it's anybody's guess as to when it will be too late. There is a risk for the writer of such messages. The risk is that many will still ignore it, stick their heads in a little deeper, or laugh nervously as they dismiss the content with, "He's a typical right-wing worrier. This just can't happen." Well, I pray Almighty God you are right and I'm wrong, but then again, no matter what happens, I'm ready. My family and I have a good chance. Are you ready? Do you have any chance at all? And that was from Greg Evenson, America, Fall from Grace and Power. You want to read it for yourself? Go to theheartlandusa.com. Let us go to the telephones. One of my favorite inventions, George in Florida. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing, John? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Another thing I think, I don't know if it's a survival guide, but I'm sitting there reading about this. At some places out west that the school bus stops are with are cages so wolves don't attack the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if the government's filling these these forests with wolves and coyotes to sort of like if we ever have to run to the woods, we might get attacked by wolves because they all run in packs. I'd like to know, is there any like high-frequency ultraviolet sound mechanism that we can use to scare away the wolves?
Yeah, I just watched a program with a guy that literally raised some abandoned wolf pups, or the mother was killed off, and literally just got them right after their little eyes started to open up. He became not a human in care of the wolves, but what he became is one of the wolf pack as the alpha male. And what was really interesting about this, and the culmination of the show, I'll do a little short thumbnail deal on this, but he was being called, and I think it was up in Canada and other places, he was being called as a consultant because what he discovered was, and in Yellowstone and places such as that, they're having a real problem here with these wolves. Hey, they like to spread their territory. What he discovered was if he... in fact, recorded the wolf calls, the howls, and whatever else, marking the territory, that's all you had to play over an amplified system to keep wolves out of an area, because they don't like to overlap, and they really don't like to fight with each other. They don't overlap territories. So if you're going to be in a location and there's a high population of wolves, get yourself one of those wolf tapes to play, and it will declare a wolf's territory. Now, they're not going to see any wolves there, but that's why these creatures howl. It's not because they're happy or they just like to, you know, the same reason why dogs do. If you start howling at a certain frequency or you make a certain pitch noise, that they'll start howling at you. It's the same thing in the domesticated dogs, but really with the wolves, that works. And they'll clear out the territory if they think it's occupied by another group of wolves.
I mean, because I can see the government packing those forests full of wolves just to, like, keep the patriots from going into the woods.
Hey, look.
Knowing that they're in danger of these packs.
You know, we pick on the Chinese for, frying up puppies to make some of their favorite dishes. What's that, the Chinese or Koreans or somebody out there? Hey, I've got no problem eating a wolf if I'm hungry enough. And I'll be damn sure that I've got whatever I need to bring a wolf down, or if I'm attacked or attempted to be attacked by a pack of them. You know, the best way to get around any situation, to lose the fear, is to have a greater understanding of some of the adversity that you might face depending on where you're at in the country.
Yes, but like down in Florida, we got wild boars. Well, happy pig roast.
Well, wild boars, I'll tell you what, alligator meat ain't bad either, is it?
Snakes, not bad either.
Well, there you go. All right, George, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi.
Great show. Hey, could I go back to what you were talking about a little bit in your previous hour, and that was the Southern Poverty Law Center and how they take it upon themselves to designate what's a hate group and what isn't.
Now, Wayne, how are you listening to me in where are you at in Texas?
Oh, outside of Dallas.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm on the Internet.
Okay, great.
Okay. The reason I wanted to bring this up, because it got me thinking about what I see as a very disturbing pattern, and we saw it recently where two young white co-eds were killed by two black suspects in Auburn University in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, absolutely no mention of being a possible hate crime.
Yeah. It only goes one way.
Yeah, and what I see happening, though, is just this very disturbing pattern, and we saw it earlier in the year where, you know, Don Imus was attacked for all his nonsensical statements.
The nappy-headed hoe statement,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, and like I say, it was a little insensitive and everything, but it was a national story. But in the same time frame, there was a hideous murder in Knoxville, Tennessee, where two young white teenagers were kidnapped by four black guys, and they were murdered and just mutilated by these people.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't was barely a blip on the national news.
Yeah.
And what I see here is that we're seeing a very subliminal type approach to what is a hate crime and what isn't. And I see it where, like you said, only whites can supposedly commit hate crimes. But the other thing is the effect is that maybe the life of a white person isn't as important as a minority anymore.
Well, and again, you know, special dispensations, special rights, whatever. I've been watching the news medias, and the other day I got a call from Jack Savage from Fox News. He wanted to track down, evidently, J.D. Hayworth and Frosty Woolridge are pretty good friends. And I guess Frosty did a story here on the L.A. kid, 17-year-old, that was killed by Mexican street gangs. He was a black teenager. And I called Savage back today and left a message on his voicemail. I said, if you want a really bombastic story, and I gave him the link to The Canadian, which is a new online newspaper out of Canada, decrying the fact that we've got over 70,000 U.S. soldiers in Gulf War I and Gulf War I Part II that are now dead, over 1 million Iraqis, the depleted uranium, all of that stuff. I said, you're contemplating the death of one black youth in L.A., you know, where the Crips and the Bloods are going after the Mexican street gangs because they're being shot at random. I said, how about covering something like this? I know you can contemplate the death of one better than you can millions, but, you know, let's try this. Well, I haven't got a call back from him yet, but I'm going to keep pressing him.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't meet whatever criteria they've got for what's supposedly news in their little brittle minds.
Yeah,
but,
well, this would be you would be a white nationalist or a Ku Klux Klan member or some neo-Nazi if you were to come up and say, well, wait a minute. You know, we keep talking about the white-on-black crime, but what about the black-on-white crime? You know, they consider that to be too divisive. And what I've been preaching for a number of years, and you know, I'll be honest with you here. Any self-respecting black man that I've ever met in my life, I've never heard them say that, well, I'm a black man. They consider themselves to be men. But we have interested groups that keep wanting to hyphenate and isolate rather than assimilate. Geez, I almost did a Jesse Jackson there.
Well, and it goes back to this, though. You know, I can expect the media and ACLU and Southern Poverty Act like the knuckleheads they are.
Well, that's where they get their money.
Yeah, what's really, you know, kind of bothersome is that even our own, you know, the law enforcement community and the legal system turns a blind eye to this also. I don't see anybody in politics or anything saying, oh, well, wait a minute, why is there a disparity in what is supposedly a hate crime here? And I keep wondering, what are we getting set up for? Are we going to become another South Africa where if there becomes some kind of topsy-turvy governmental change that, you know, we'll be like white farmers where gangs could descend on them and, you know, nobody blinks an eye?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm looking for, Wayne. And you ever been in the military?
No, sir.
Well, they had a saying. You, of course, heard the oft-repeated, you know, there are no atheists in foxholes. Well, there's another one that, and the military like to refer to its young men. How can I politely put this on the air so I don't get the IMUS treatment here? The swinging appendage, if you get my meaning.
I hear you.
All you swinging appendages out there, you know, it's not going to matter. And I'll tell you what. I don't care if you're of Mexican descent, as long as you're legal in this country, of African descent, or whatever descent that you're in, we're going to have to round up all of these people to fight a common foe. And there's plenty of room in my foxhole. And I am not going to be divisive. I am not, and I started doing a series of programming on this network until I finally realized on the subject of spirituality and religion and established stuff, you know, deeply ingrained beliefs, I wasn't going to go down that rabbit hole that would split people, you know, in those directions, going down that path. And there are things that I will not do. But if people understand who I am, they've listened to me for 14 years, they know who I am, and they are hearing my message. And I'm talking some of the good old boys in the Deep South have begun to understand who I am. So
I think that's a great approach because, again, I think you have probably a very diversified audience, and I think I've seen and heard great people call in, depending, you know, didn't matter what color they were, and I think you've attracted the kind of audience that can accept this kind of discussion without, you know, anybody flying off the handle calling you names.
And I'll tell you what, I little did I realize that I was doing my homework here and building the background for national exposure. I plan on talking to millions of people and pulling the wool off of their eyes, that veil that's been placed and their pet prejudices and their little corners of thinking. I'm going to strip all of that away.
Sure. Well, you know, having the races at each other's throats is a prime cornerstone of the Marxist movement, you know.
That's right.
Keep us all shuffling around, fighting. And while they're, you know, stealing our country.
Well, pulling, as I told the people in the Deep South, I said, y'all keep this thing up. And I said, you know, we can have our disagreements, but I said, I want you to understand one thing. While we're standing here having heated debates, the rug is being pulled out from under all of us. So we had better unite right now to deal with the common problems. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to deal with them at all.
Exactly right. Well, thanks, John.
I thank you for your time, sir. Let's go before the break quickly. Randall in Texas. Hello, Randall. Hi.
I'm so glad to listen in today. And I just wanted to first say that we're having a Food Seekers meeting Friday night. It's on issues and answers, kind of getting prepared for the subjects you're talking about. And if you ever have Stevens let me know.
When I was handed this today, I wasn't going to do this until tomorrow, Randall, but I was going to talk to James Talmadge Stevens today or tomorrow morning, and I was going to suggest that he make it down there and maybe give a presentation to your people down there on that very subject, because he's been doing this for over 35 years.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's his resource.
All right.
Yeah. John. We love what you're doing, and thank you so much. And you know, and it's kind of nice to get a little thank you every once in a while. But you know what really counts is what God thinks.
Hey, I'm just here, just trying to survive, staying in that foxhole with my four B's: the bullion, the Bible, the bullets, and the beans. And Randall, I will make sure that I put James Talmadge Stevens in touch with you immediately.
Yes, sir.
By the way, do you have a little sway with my friend Mike over there in Fredericksburg? Call him up and tell him to put the first hour of the National Intel Report back up.
I will do that, but I don't have any special swing. I think that there was some problems with probably switching the satellite or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get this automated system running.
Mm-hmm. All right, Randall, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I just pulled up the listing here for the Provident Living in, why do I have two different pages to this? I've got one of three, two of three, and then, okay, wait a minute. Let me go here to Texas. There are four Bishop's Warehouse locations in Texas: Carrollton, El Paso, Houston, and San Antonio. Round, ready, right here, quickly. If you're around Dallas for the Bishop's Warehouse, and you have to call them to make an appointment, 972-242-8595. In El Paso, 915-833-0644. In Houston, 281-893-8708. San Antonio, 210-520-1122. And I will post the complete list on the website probably tomorrow. All right. Back to the phones here. Mo in Oregon. Hello, Mo. Hi.
Yes, Mr. John, thank you very much indeed for taking my call. Since we are running out of time, I'm going to be speed up what I want to tell you. About 2 hours you were talking, and in order for me to compliment whatever you are telling, with recession looming, be prepared for layoffs. And number one is establish an emergency fund. Number two, live within your means. Number three, use credit cards with great caution. Number four, talk about money with your partner. Although if you have some disunity or argument, still go ahead and talk with your loved one. And that's number four. Number five, tackle high interest debt before a layoff ever strike. Make sure you are not letting debt hanging around for months on a high-interest credit card. Mm-hmm. Try to have a 0% for 6 months or zero for 1 year, etc. At least you give some break to yourself.
Right.
And number six is network. Always make a point of getting to know as many as people so you can find job faster in this Great Depression that we are in right now.
And
number seven,
okay,
line of credit while you are still employed. If you own a home or you can see that job loss might be coming, consider opening a home equity line of credit and keep it open. Don't tap into the line of credit. Just know that it's maybe has they charge you $75 to $100 a year, but that's fine. Just that's money. It's for you for a side.
Mm-hmm.
And number eight is pursue disability coverage. Many of our beloved Americans, brothers and sisters, are disabled through fibromyalgia, chronic pain disorder,
right,
and mentally, and etc. Please pursue your disability because although it may take 2-3 years to go to the judge and
right,
get your award, but do it while you are...
Mo, I'm out of time.
Yes.
Okay.
And number nine is the...
I'm out of time. Okay? Thanks for your call. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening to the program. And again, folks, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, the Bible of Survivability, and what Mo just said about networking with like-minded people, you got to read the book to understand what we're talking about here. It'll hit you like a ton of bricks and go, wow, why didn't I think of that? A lot of people that think they're prepared in this country, you're not. Many people that read this book that made a science out of preparedness said about this book, there was many things that I did not consider. You can call the network at 800-724-2719. Order two copies for yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.